We spotted this story today on with the community newspapers online. The possibility of a light rail between Glendalough and Scarborough, or as they used to say on the trains, Jimmy the Maestro.
Next stop, Glendalough.
Glendalough. Thank you, Lindsay. Mark Irwin is the incumbent mayor of the city of Stirling. Joins us now. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Simon. How are you?
Good, thanks. Importantly here, it looks like some of your local members who are feds, like Celia Hammond and Vince Connolly, are behind this. So there could be some federal money coming towards this bit of transport infrastructure. That's the new bit in the story, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was an exciting bit that came out in the media. Is, you know, we've been working really hard on this as stage two of our Stephenson Avenue project, and it's been decades in the making to get the Stephenson Avenue funding. And as soon as we received that and the plans were underway to ensure that that started at the end of this year, we were committed to making sure that stage two went ahead, which is a light rail between Glendalough and Scarborough. So we've been lobbying hard with both sides of federal government, and it was a really pleasing announcement today in the paper.
Two questions from me, Mr. Irwin. Does this mean we're acknowledging there's not enough car parking at the Scarborough foreshore to use all the great stuff that's down there? And are the buses not coping?
So two different things. Firstly, it's not that there's not enough car park, because the whole area was designed to ensure that cars aren't priority there. It's pedestrian priority.
Yeah.
While I understand it's still hard to get parking down there, if we keep building and putting infrastructure in for car parking, we're not going to change people's behaviours. The trackless tram isn't just about Scarborough, though. Any sort of light rail project is about ensuring that we deliver congestion busting right across the city. So we know right through Stirling City Centre, which is around the Innaloo Stirling area, right through to Scarborough, that if we do nothing to improve transport, we'll be at gridlock in about 3 to 5 years, which is a scaring sort of option for us in that.
Yeah, it is. Ellen Stirling Boulevard and Scarborough Beach Road on a Saturday is unbelievably congested. You're right. You would know that as well. Hey, Mark, is a light rail tram, is that just a modified bus? How is it different?
No, so the main difference tracks with the tram is, yeah, so as you said, the bus service that goes down Scarborough Beach Road at the moment is adequate, and it provides transport solutions for people. The difference going to a light rail model is it does more than that. It creates development uplift. So it provides security that there's a solid transport that's sustainable, more frequency, better reliability, and more comfortable, so that people eventually will build along that corridor, and it's got to be reliable enough that when they build along that corridor and they move into their apartments, they sell one car. So that's what we're looking for, is people to rely more on that transport and not have the cars.
So is it, I think you used the phrase trackless before, what do one of these things look like, this light rail conveyance?
So the main difference between this and light rail is a lot of light rail projects that you hear going on around Australia are very expensive. They can cost, so for example, Glendalough to Scarborough has been preliminary costed at about $700 to $800 million. Very expensive and hard to get the funding for. Secondly, there's a massive amount of infrastructure that requires years to build, and it disrupts the businesses and houses along that corridor during the time.
Sorry to interrupt, Mark. Is the corridor Scarborough Beach Road?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So the planning is in place along Scarborough Beach Road and has been for quite a number of years now. So the difference with trackless tram is that it provides the same outcomes. So there's charging stations along the route. It'll look like a tram, but it will operate on rubber wheels. And it's been used in China currently, and we've had some of our officers go along and check it, and it's been heavily studied by Professor Peter Newman from Curtin University.
Yeah.
And we can see the real benefit in, one, providing a lot less disruption in terms of putting it in, but secondly, it's operating it, or the delivery of the project is about a tenth of the cost. So if we control this project and prove that it works in Australia, in our condition, with our roads and our environment, then potentially this could save billions of dollars for Australia in the future.
Yeah. Mark, I don't know if you or the staff at Stirling have a picture of one of them that are used elsewhere in the world. I wonder if you might be able to send it through to afternoons, because to me, if it's on rubber wheels, it just sounds like a modified bus, but I'm happy to be advised otherwise by you and your staff. So the feds are looking at it, albeit backbenchers. How do you get ministerial and federal treasurer support for this?
Yeah, so the federal treasurer was in Stirling leading up to the election, and we have presented it to him. We've also presented it to several other ministers within the government leading up to the election. Vince and Celia's new members, obviously, were really keen on having a look at the project, especially because their boundaries obviously involve Scarborough Beach Road and the Stirling City Centre. The announcement wasn't just them saying they support it. Their announcement was that they'd actually put it to the Federal Infrastructure Minister, and there's been heavy support from that side, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for talking to our listeners, Mark. We'll see what they think. Just before I go, have you got enough placards out there in the city of Stirling? Because it's a Melbourne Cup field for the mayoral job, isn't it?
Oh, there's a couple in the running, Simon. I'd like to think that the last couple of years have shown good stability and leadership, and hopefully the placards just reinforce the messaging.
All right, mate.
I'm glad you noticed them, Simon.
Oh, mate, they're everywhere. How could you not? Thanks for talking to us, Mark. We do appreciate it, as always.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy your day at the show.
See you, Margo, and the Mayor of the City of Stirling.